Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Accountability among special districts is the goal of an effort just unveiled by State Auditor Adam Edlin to build a database, a consolidation of these entities and their financial activities.
And those are institutions that have the ability to tax you but aren't directly elected. We know them better as soil and sanitation districts, airport boards, library boards, fire districts, a lot of different entities that do really important work. But the problem is that nobody in Kentucky can answer the question of how many there are and how much of our taxpayer dollars flow through them every year.
Edlin says they think there are between 1,300 to 1,800 of these special districts governed by hundreds of different statutes and local ordinances. He feels the database being built will allow citizens a clear view of their activities.
By the end of the year, what my office will produce for every Kentucky citizen is a database, a user-friendly website that will enable someone, for instance, for Meade County, like I am, to go click on Meade County or any other county they're interested in and be able to see how many of these districts operate in their communities, how many are compliant with state law, and have important information about their governance and their financial operation available to them.
Edlin points to a handful of recent bad actor cases where it's been clear stronger oversight would have prevented abuses. This database, he feels, will be a first step toward greater transparency. We'll be right back.
Do you know where your milk comes from and who produces it? Dairy farmers from all over the Southeast are calling in to let you know.
I'm a second-generation dairy farmer and have been milking 100 cows for 38 years, and I'm dedicated to dairy, my cows, my milk, and my land.
Celebrate the 75th anniversary of June Dairy Month by learning more and visit dedicatedtodairy.com. Brought to you by the Southeast Dairy Association.
While there have been some cases of bad actors among special districts, State Auditor Edlin feels the situation is so complex, some districts may not know what they're supposed to be doing in the matter of accountability. But since they may handle collectively up to $1.5 billion each year, this initiative is important.
There are 43 different types of special districts in Kentucky. 23 have the ability to tax, 20 others have the ability to fee. There are more than 40 chapters of state statute that govern these institutions, and more than 1,000 individual statutes, some that go back to 1912, literally 100 years.
The auditor hopes to have this database available to citizens by year's end. He's coordinating a joint interim legislative committee with the task of studying special districts and expects to propose legislation in 2013 to reform their governance and oversight for the future. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.